This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back. All morning long, we're talking to kidpreneurs, young entrepreneurs who have started their businesses at a young age. Remember to join the conversation. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Just go to our Facebook page there and like us there. My next guest has sold over 60,000 pairs of her personally designed footwear, which she calls Fish Flops. Today, the company has over $1 million in sales. It's our pleasure to welcome Madison Robinson to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome to the show. Thanks for taking time to join us.
No problem.
All right, so let's get right down to it. Tell us about Fish Flops and tell us about the company and the product.
Well, I was born on Galveston Island in Texas, and when I was little, I really liked to draw and to swim and to fish and the beach and everything. And when I was little, all I wore was flip-flops because you're on the beach and you can't really wear anything else. I came home from a day at the beach, and I took a sheet of paper and drew the outline of a flip-flop and added my sea creatures to it. And I took it to my dad, and I said, "Hey, look, Dad, Fish Flops." And he thought the name was super catchy and super fun. And my dad got really excited, and he bought the domain name the same day as the day that I came up with the idea.
And so how old were you then?
I was 8 years old.
8 years old. So now this has grown into a company. Today, the company has over $1 million in sales. What does that feel like? And today, you're now 16, is that right?
Yes, 16.
Okay, so we're talking 8 years later. What does that feel like for you, Madison?
It's a really big thing for me because I feel like I really accomplished something that I really like doing because it took a long time because I bugged my dad for about 3 years to make the shoes and everything, and he finally took some of the drawings and made some samples when I was 12, and to see how it's progressed over the last couple years, it's been really impactful.
For you, what was the biggest challenge getting this product from your mind, your idea, your conception to an actual flip-flop? What were some of the biggest challenges for you guys?
For me, it was probably because I've never had a business before prior to this, so I didn't know what people were interested in or anything. And I just didn't know if people were going to be really interested in it. But I just had to go with my gut feelings of what I thought would work and the colors and the patterns and the styles and everything. And it turned out to be really successful because a lot of people were really interested in them. So it turned out in the end.
Now, what did people say when you said that, you know, you're 8 years old, you're this 8-year-old little girl, and you say, "I want to start a business"? What type of reaction? It sounds like your daddy instantly jumped on board. But what were some of the thoughts of other people? How did they react to that?
Some people were probably, I mean, I'm sure they were just kind of thinking, like, she's 8 years old. I mean, how can she do this? She's only a little kid. She doesn't have any connections, any ways that she can try to figure all this stuff out. But luckily, my dad was really into, like, my dad was kind of like a business person before, and he had a business prior. So he kind of helped with all the connection-wise and the drawings and everything like that.
Now, Fish Flops, they're being sold in some major retailers like Nordstrom's and Macy's. How did that come about, and what was that like to get them on board to your vision, your dream, your baby, your company?
The Nordstrom happened. I wrote a letter to the buyer of Nordstrom, and I was just kind of did like a little kind of pitch to them my idea and asked if they were interested in everything, and they replied like in a couple of days afterwards, and they were really interested in them, and so they bought some for the first year, and then they've reordered. And so now they're in there right now with the new styles that we have. And so that was a really, really big deal for me because that was kind of the first major store that I've gotten into. And it's really cool to, like, walk through Nordstrom and, like, oh, yep, there's my shoe. it's really cool.
Okay, and now since the business has grown, do you still do a lot of the designing for the shoes?
Yes, I still do whenever I get home from school sometimes or on the weekends. Mainly I kind of do the designing in the summer because school kind of takes over pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing at all. You just have to find your way to work through it. Because I get home from school at pretty much 5 every single day because I'm on the dance team at school. So you have practice till 5 every day. And then I do all my homework and get all my studying done. And then if I have time after that, then I kind of go through my dad and work on designs. And we look through emails together and everything.
Now, Madison, take me back to that first day when you were actually able to hold your product in your hand. You designed these fish flops. You came up with the concept. You did the design. And now you're able to actually hold them their reality. You're holding them in your hand. What was that like for you?
So for me, that was a really cool idea because I never really thought they would kind of turn out into a business because I just had it drawn on a sheet of paper, kind of just on the fridge type of thing. Like, you didn't really think anything would really become of it. But to see the actual product in my hand, I felt really, I feel like I accomplished something. And so that was a really big deal for me.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, we're talking to kidpreneurs, young entrepreneurs that have started businesses at a young age. On the phone with me now is Madison Robinson. At the age of 8, she designed a shoe that she called a fish flop. Those fish flops have now spun over $1 million in sales. Now, Madison, the shoes have branched off and you're now creating a brand. You're designing T-shirts. And I understand that you even have a book in the works for young people. Tell me about that.
We're starting out, we have some T-shirts. My dad, actually, he wears them all the time. We're selling those on the website. And we're also kind of expanding not just to kids. So we have women's shoes now, which go up to size like my size and grown adult sizes. And so that's a really big deal. And we're working on book concepts right now, little children's books and everything. And we're kind of brainstorming different ideas that we could do, like maybe I was thinking about some school, like school supplies, or it can be from anything from that to swimsuits to beach towels, beach toys, or anything like that.
Good. Now, business-wise, do you have any role models, anyone you look up to?
Well, my dad has been like a really big role model in this whole business process because he helps me through a lot of the business, and he's taught me a lot of important things about how you need to stay committed to your goals and always to kind of pursue like what you want to do and never let anything get in your way.
Now, I hear you and your dad recently teamed up on stage. He joined you on stage for a dance. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. We did that this weekend.
So what was that like?
Well, they only practice 3 days, and he did it last year, and well, they learned a completely new dance this year, and I, like, on the field, whenever we did it, I was kind of in a position to where, like, I wasn't able to look at him, like, I was supposed to be, like, on the ground in a tuck, and he was doing his own thing, so I don't really know what he did.
And maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, I probably don't want to know what he did, because he comes up with some really weird dance moves, so.
But he sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, he has a lot of fun.
Okay, so you dance, we know that. But outside of that, it can't all be work and no play. What do you do for fun?
For fun? Well,
you said that like it's a foreign concept.
No. I hang out with my friends pretty much all the time. On the weekends, that's all I ever do. And I go to a lot of the football games during football season at school. And those are really fun. And I like to shop a lot because girls like to shop.
Okay.
So I do that.
Okay, and you touched on this earlier, but let's talk about balance. But how do you find this balance between running this business that, again, has grossed over $1 million or has $1 million in sales against you're only 16 and going to school and having friends and all that kind of thing? How do you balance everything out?
Well, it's kind of hard because you try to do the business and school kind of all at the same time. It gets really overwhelming. So kind of like I said, I do all my schoolwork before, and then I spend some time each day working on the business. And me and my dad sit down with each other, and he gives me, like, some updates, and we read emails, and I, like, create some designs and approve the samples. And then whenever I get the chance during school, I attend trade shows where I get to interact with store buyers. But most of the time, I work on the business during the summer whenever I'm out of school.
Now, what's your plan? So you're in high school. I'm guessing you're in the 10th or 11th grade, maybe?
Yes, 11th grade.
Okay, so what are your plans? Do you plan to go to college?
Well, I want to finish high school, and I want to attend college and kind of see where that takes me. And for the business, I could see, like, fish flops becoming kind of like a lifestyle brand. To where I can, like you can have anything you can go to clothes, to shoes, to toys, to bedding, or anything like that. And I want to continue to expand the shoe collection, like in Nordstrom, and kind of branch out instead of just doing sandals. You could do different types of tennis shoes or boots or rain boots or water shoes or things like that.
So, Madison, help me out. Give me some insight here. What's the best thing about being an entrepreneur at the age of 16?
Well, for me, kind of since I'm a teenager, I can kind of say that it somewhat being my age kind of gives me an advantage because I know what kids are into. Because a lot of my friends wear fish flops and they see things that they like and they tell me what they don't like and what they do like, and I do the same thing with things that I like and things that I don't. And so I kind of know what the like teenagers and people are interested in. So I think that really helps me being such a young entrepreneur.
And again, this morning, in case you're just tuning in, we're talking to kidpreneurs, young entrepreneurs. On the phone with me now is Madison Robinson. At the age of 16, she owns a company that has over $1 million in sales. For more information on Madison or more information on the show or any of our guests, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Just go to our Facebook page there and like us there. Now, Madison, I know that you give back. You've donated to the military and even to orphans. What does that feel like for you?
Well, we've donated about 20,000 pairs of shoes to different charities. There's the Snowball Express Military Charity, and we've done the Shoes for Orphan Souls, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife, and Texas Children's Hospital, and Sci-Hope, and the American Heart Association.
And so what does that feel like to be able to give back in such a way? What's that like for you, Madison?
It makes me feel really good inside and really like accomplished, and knowing that I've helped other kids that aren't as fortunate as others, and seeing like giving them the shoes puts a smile on their face and it makes them really happy, and so that makes me feel really good.
So let me ask you this, being this successful at such a young age, does that put more pressure on you than to, you know, once you graduate from high school to take it to the next level or to become, we talked about a million, but maybe 2 million, 3 million. Does that put more pressure on you, you think?
For me, I really don't think it puts that much pressure on me because I know that even though I've already like accomplished things, I can that just makes me want to push myself even further to accomplish more things.
And almost along the same lines, Madison, you are 16. You own your own business. Throughout this process, what have you learned most about yourself, about business, and life in general?
Well, I've learned a lot about how you have to be extremely patient because it took my dad a long time to make the samples, and I was little, and so I really bugged him a lot about it because I really wanted to see it happen, but I just had to be really patient throughout the whole process. And you always have to learn to never give up, no matter like if people tell you things or if you hear negative comments, or just for me, I just take them and use that to improve myself. And so I would just say I never gave up, and I was always really patient within the whole entire process.
So is that some of the advice you would give to other teens that, say, someone's listening this morning, a teenager listening this morning that wants to start their own business? What kind of advice? What's the biggest piece of advice you give to them?
I would say that for teenagers, you kind of have to take the first step on your own and to be patient and persistent and never give up. And if you have an idea that you love and you can see the possibilities, then you should definitely go for it because you never know where it'll take you or how you'll be able to help others with what you've done.
All right. And with that, we're running out of time this morning. We know that our listeners, if they would like a pair of fish flops, all they have to do is visit their favorite Nordstrom store right here in Cincinnati. Beyond that, Madison, what do they need to do to get a pair?
You can get them at fishflops.com.
Okay. Fishflops.com. Okay.
Of course.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this morning.
No problem. Thank you.